Welcome to the Business Plan Podcast, where I teach you everything you need to know to write your business plan quickly so you can start building your business. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Slide 11, your summary slide. Here's the great news for you. You already have every single thing you need to put this slide together. Your executive summary slide is nothing more than a summary of each of your other slides. It brings your whole business story together in one place. This slide serves multiple purposes. Number one, you can use this as a one-pager to help send to people who are interested in your company. Number two, if you're presenting your business plan to your team, prospective employee, investors, it brings everything together so they remember all the important points. By the time you've gotten to this slide in your presentation, you're probably at minute 30 or 40 in your meeting, and your audience can forget things from the beginning. This slide presents your business essential characteristics in one place. You can be creative on this part of the slide depending on the audience that you have. In order to use it in multiple use cases, I would list all the 11 slides with their title, so it would be problem, solution, etc. And then I would put two or three words that just highlight the main point. Then, depending on your audience, you can adjust this. If you were presenting this to investors, you might highlight the problem, the solution, the size of the market, and the funding you need. You get the idea here. You can play around with it depending on what you need it for. The main thing is phrases and bullet points are fine for this slide. Your goal here is to give your audience who reads this your most important points. You're boiling the plan down to its very essentials. A tip for this slide, you should be using at least 32-point font. People need to be able to read it. Also, you don't want people reading your slide while you're talking. That's what will happen if you write 10-point font and try to get every last thing in. You want people to listen to what you're saying. The phrases in this slide are simply prompts to remember the larger idea of that section of your plan. Again, this slide is your executive summary and a reminder of the main points of your business for anyone you're presenting to. It also narrows things down to the very, very bare essentials, which makes it easy for you to convey your message and for others to understand. Well, you made it, and here's how far you've come. Think about this. It's a story. You gave your elevator pitch, you set up the problem, you showed your solution, you have the size of your market, you know how you're going to advertise and sell into that market, you have your milestones and what traction you have, you know who your competition is and how you're different, and you know your financial model and you can predict how much money you're going to make and how much it's going to cost you to get there. You have your team and a plan to build your team out. You have a plan for your funding needs for your business, and now you've wrapped everything nicely up in a bow with your summary slide. Congratulations on making it this far. Tune in to the next episode where I explain what to do next. Hey, this is Brandon. Between this podcast and the Amazon number one best-selling book I wrote titled Back of the Napkin to Business Plan in 11 Slides, you have every resource you need to build your business plan. Here's the thing, though. I found that even with all of these resources, not everyone wants to take the time to learn how to write a business plan and then write theirs. Rather, some people want an expert to help guide them through to get it done and then get to work actually building their business so they can make money. If you're one of those people and want to accelerate your success, drop me an email at b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line. As a fellow entrepreneur with two exits so far, a former venture capitalist, and angel investor living here in Silicon Valley, I'll work with you to whip out your plan, including your financials, fast so you can get to work making money with your business. Email me at b@brandoncwhite.com. That's b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line, and I'll get back to you to see if we're a fit for one another to make it happen. We'll see you in the next episode.